Join us for Ghost of the Internet 2, live Sunday, October 26, 2008, at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Be there.
This is Ghosts of the Internet, Halloween 2007, a live audio production of Eclipse One Media. Eclipse One, creating new media for a bold world. Ghost of the Internet is performed by a live cast. If you'd like to read, log in and download PDF files or have your own story, visit soundsgood.info. You can download some PDF files there. We're reading live from Edgar Allan Poe and various ghost stories. Now, on to some stories.
There, in front of the fireplace, sat her little white dog, gazing at the coals, wagging his tail. Down beside the bed, something was still licking her hand.
From this day forward, anyone foolish enough to chant Bloody Mary's name three times before a darkened mirror will summon the vengeful spirit of the witch. It is said that she will tear their bodies to pieces and rip their souls from their mutilated bodies.
I was standing beside Michael, listening to Annie Lennox. Our right shoulders were nearly touching. Then I felt it. Poke. 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 On my left shoulder. I slowly looked to my left. There was no one within 3 feet of my left shoulder.
They do say that these parts are haunted. Do you believe that? Asked the second man. Well, no, not really, says the first man. Me neither, says the second man, and vanishes.
From the lightning in the sky as it passed me, flying by. From the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view.
Death was in that poisonous wave, and in its gulf a fitting grave for him who thence could solace bring to his lone imagining, whose solitary soul could make an Eden of that dim lake. Edgar Allan Poe, 1827.
The breeze, the breath of God is still, and the mist upon the hill, shadowy, shadowy yet unbroken, is a symbol and a token. How it hangs upon the trees, a mystery of mysteries.
And as we turn back to our stalled vehicle, I pulled out my cell phone, ready to call for a tow truck. Beside me, Jill stopped suddenly, staring at the back of our car. Jim, look! She gasped. I stared at our vehicle. Scattered in several places across the back of our car were several glowing handprints. They were all small handprints, the kind that adorned the walls of elementary schools all over the country. Our car had been pushed off the tracks by the ghosts of the school children killed at this location.
The devil gave a sudden leap and struck Miss Squill all of a heap. He swooped her up from off the ground and twirled her madly round and round. That night she saw when she undressed, his mark was burned upon her breast.
And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride. In the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
M is for Maud, who was swept out to sea. N is for Neville, who died of ennui.
If you'd like to read, log in and download PDF files or have your own story, visit soundsgood.info. You can download some PDF files there. We're reading live from Edgar Allan Poe and various ghost stories.
Join us for Ghost of the Internet 2, live Sunday, October 26, 2008, at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Be there. In spirit, at least.